like a business. A lot of people think you could make government a lot more efficient if you ran it like a business. But that never really seems to happen. Governments continue to be run like criminal organizations. That's because government is based on criminal practices. Regulation, taxation, and incarceration are crimes committed by the state. A business does not regulate, tax, or incarcerate. A business complies with regulations. A business puts up with taxation, avoids incarceration, and tries to be better than the competition. You can't build an honest enterprise on the basis of criminal assumptions. The information processing capacity that would be required to make a coercive system fair and functional is entirely prohibitive, even with computers many times more powerful than those we have today. That's because a system based on regulation, taxation, and incarceration also requires prevarication. No one can sell a policy of blatant, publicly sanctioned, armed robbery with no promise of return on the value of the stolen goods. Because of the excessive overhead of coercive transactions, an authoritarian system must always take more value from the general public than it gives back in service, compared to a system based on free and fair trade. The simple fact that authoritarian systems are always a net loss for a society must be concealed by some ideology or another. A faith-based belief system such as Christianity, communism, or authoritarian democracy must be the supporting ideology for state power, because a system of analysis based on logic, reason, and scientific evidence will quickly point to the conclusion that all people will be better off when statism can be minimized and then eliminated as acceptable public policy. Authoritarian political systems require prevarication. Prevarication requires vast amounts of information processing power to keep track of who has been told what lie and when they were told. The tangled web generated by state lies requires prohibitive amounts of processing power to maintain a stable state. And that stable state periodically breaks down into minor or major chaos. In In addition, the state must keep track of who has broken which of the many selectively enforced arbitrary rules favored by governments. Governments rule by regulation, taxation, incarceration, and prevarication. The complexity of dealing with status illusions stands in stark contrast to the simplicity of a society based on the right of refusal. Fairness is in the eye of the beholder. If anyone can say no to any proposal they think is not fair, then there will be a lot more perceived fairness and a much more peaceful and prosperous world. To run a government like a business, you have to turn it into a business. That means you have to remove the prerogative of government to initiate force and fraud. Possibly, governments could be changed into non-monopolistic, fee-for-service enterprises that provide protection and investigation facilities. Customers would be able to choose from a number of such services, or they could provide for their own security. When we break the state's monopoly on the use of force, we will have a much more stable and prosperous society. As it is now, the people of the world desperately need a means to protect themselves from authoritarian status. Logic and science are the tools that can achieve that result. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.